And I will read from the Bible, from the Psalms. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. In Jesus' name, amen. I have thought of this, my turn to speak here. I have thought of this in the past weeks, and the spirit of faith has comforted me, and my friends and loved ones have comforted me and supported me. But even then, I feel that the enemy of the soul has surrounded me, has teased me and brought to my mind my own sinfulness. That is why I want to ask in the beginning, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe, and together with you, make journey. This psalm that we read was a psalm of David, and it was named the Penitence Psalm, and it is connected to the fall of sin of David. When David was a king, he fell. And his advisor was a prophet, Prophet Nathan. Just before we were able to hear of the tasks of a prophet, how they brought forth the word of God. They spoke the thoughts of God. They spoke of sin and grace. And they spoke of the God's blessing and forgiveness. When, as David was a king, he needed an advisor. And this was the task of this prophet Nathan. When we read of David's life in the second book of Samuel, David wanted to build a temple for the Ark of the Covenant. And he discussed this matter with his advisors. And it has been written that the same prophet, Prophet Nathan, first said, "Do as you want to." But then, after that, God revealed to Prophet Nathan what he should tell King David. God said to say that, "Am I in any temple? I have made journey with my people in tents and in the fields." And God told Nathan to tell David of the prophecy of Jesus. These things are written in the second book of Samuel. Nathan advised David of these things. So then David did not build the temple. He wanted to be obedient to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. And so it is written in the Word of God that Solomon was the one who built the temple. This was Prophet Nathan's task. And Nathan also spoke to David of that matter which is familiar to all of you, that happening when David fell. David was a talented person. He had many professions. First, he was a shepherd. Then he was a warrior. We remember those happenings. Then he was a leader of the people. He was a king. And he was also a priest. He had the gift to sing. And he was able to be an organist or a cantor of that time. God had blessed him with so many gifts. And David always wanted to ask God in prayer. He wanted to ask God if he should go and fight when his enemies were surrounding him. And he asked for strength and protection from God in these tasks that he performed. And we can see that he was the greatest of the kings of Israel. God blessed him. But then, in these days of success, David fell into heavy sins. And this psalm speaks of the thoughts of David's heart about that which had happened. When a child of God, the prophet Nathan, his closest advisor, spoke to him. In that situation, David received the grace of repentance for his sins. God was the one who was affecting this, caused this to happen, and God is affecting in our hearts even today. After this fall into sin, David prays for grace from God, and he prays for forgiveness. He remembers the journey of a child of God in faith and joy and knowing the peace of a child of God, and that is what he is longing for. And he also promises God to again be obedient to him and make journey when he can believe his sins forgiven. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. David felt his own sins and transgressions. And this is how a person remembers when the enemy of the soul has caused him to fall into sin. It is the great grace and the great love of God which David is asking for. He is asking for God's loving kindness and his mercies. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. David brings forth in this psalm with almost the same words as the prodigal son did when he returned to his father's house. The prodigal son said, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. We also feel this, and we feel that God can see into our hearts when we sin. It is apparent, evident before God. Sometimes a person might think that no one can see me. If I do this, no one will know of it. As a child of God, there may be some situations where the enemy of the soul has been able to make one stray. But God has spoken to us within ourselves. In our hearts, God has spoken to us. David says here in this psalm, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. David was born into a believing home. He was the youngest son of Isaiah, and he became the king of Israel. But in this psalm, he speaks of the two portions that he has, which is the same outlook that God gives, or the same picture that God gives of man. This picture of God was defiled in us with the fall into sin. So a person himself does not have the strength to do good. His will is drawn towards which is bad and evil. We can read this from the Catechism. So we can see that there is not such a person that would have had, that had never walked, or whose footsteps had never gone astray. But God sent such a person into this world, a God of God and a man of man, a person who was able to travel according to the Spirit of God. He rejected the temptations of the enemy of the soul, and without erring, he walked. His footsteps were unerring. And the text continues, Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. God wants the truth of God to reach into everyone's hearts, and God wants to teach it to the children of God through the Holy Spirit. It is the effect of the teachings of grace in the heart of every person. This is what David is looking at when he says, Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. And then David continues in his psalm, Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. The hyssop, which is mentioned here, is a word we do not know. I looked I looked it up in the Bible dictionary, and it said that this hyssop was a plant. It was a plant that grew in the foundations of a building. So we can understand that its leaves were most likely strong. And it was used as a cleanser. It was used in the mass of the Old Testament when they had their the people who took part in the worship service in the mass of that time were cleansed by this plant. And the same thing is spoken of in the book of Hebrews. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wood and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. This is what the writer of the book to the Hebrews has written. So that is what David understood, that only this sacrifice which God has prepared, only through this sacrifice was it able for him to return. David was able to return through forgiveness to continue making journey in faith. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. This is how God's will speaks to us in our hearts. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David longed for this secure and safe feeling of a child of God when he confessed his sins to Nathan, and also when he confessed them to God. So we also long for this when we have fallen into sin. As we often fall into smaller or larger sins. As it is said in the Word of God, with our thoughts and with our words or our actions, we can break the holy will of the Heavenly Father every day. For that reason, it is grace. Grace is offered for us, and forgiveness is offered so that we would be preserved as children of God. The will of the Spirit is peace and life, but the will of the enemy of the soul is sin and the death of the soul. And we travel near the boundary. Because we own these two different parts. Have you experienced this same thing, brothers and sisters? Surely many of us have experienced this, that if we had not been spoken to, if we had not been blessed, if our loved ones had not instructed us, and if God had not revealed us through His Spirit that narrow road of life, we would have strayed away from the road and way of a child of God. But we can feel the grace of God, His goodness, and His love, and we can feel God's forgiveness. Even today, you, brother and sister, can feel this personally. All those sins and temptations that you experience, all these you can believe from belief forgiven through grace and through the merit work of Jesus in His name and precious atoning blood. David also looked in his psalm upon, or he said in his psalm, he looked upon this gracious God, a God who forgives us our transgressions. God wants to lift you and carry you, and God wants to be forgiving your sins. O Lord, give me a pure heart. David could see that the most important matter on this earth is to be preserved in faith until the end of his life, to make journey with the group of the children of God. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And he says, One thing I ask of thee, Lord, that I could live in the household of the Lord until the end of my days, and could one see this beautiful worship of God. Isn't that also your desire, brother and sister? Preserve this in your heart. always go to the throne of grace, asking for God's blessing for the way and the journey. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. This joy and peace of a child of God was what David longed for. He had sung of it many times in his own personal journey in faith. And many times, as we remembered, he many times played the harp for Saul and comforted him in his sorrows. David wanted this portion of a child of God. And David said, "Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." After David received repentance, he wanted to do this, and that is what the heart of a person is like after they have made repentance. They feel a great love and grace, and they feel this forgiveness of God, and they want to speak of this. They want to tell their own loved ones of this. And this is what David also did. It is God's work how our loved ones will accept this. But we all pray that God would lead one who is not partaking of grace, will lead such a person unto the hearing of God's word. This has been our desire in these services when we have proclaimed the word of God and when we have heard the word of God. And as we have personally believed it, many prayers have risen to the heart of the Heavenly Father. Lead those loved ones, those who are not partaking of grace, who have been deceived by the enemy of the soul, and who have strayed away from faith. Lead them unto the hearing of God's word. Lead them to hear that joyous tiding and to believe it. That which is the motto of these summer services. Lo, I behold, lo, I proclaim a great joy unto you, that great joy that was in the city of David. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. David has written many psalms of thanks and thanksgiving of the graciousness of God, which he was able to experience, we have heard of this in these services. There have been many songs and hymns written of this, and we can sing many of these. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. This is the promise of the Word of God, that God will not reject one. God will not reject a person who wants to become partakers of His grace. And so, in the midst of many trials and tribulations, a person who feels these, a person who feels many temptations and doubts, then these promises of God are great. You can believe and you can hear the gospel, the glad tiding of the gospel. Perhaps even now there are people here. There is a large group of us here, tens of thousands of people, but we know that there are many children of God who have not come to this occasion, who have not been able to come here. You may be listening to your radio or by some other way listening, and you feel the protection of God. You feel your own temptations and you feel your own failings, and you long for grace and forgiveness. God's grace is great. It is unmeasurable. As the heavens are from the earth, so great is His grace and forgiveness. As far as the east is from the west, so far I will move your transgressions from you. For that reason, be encouraged to believe, your sins and your doubts forgiven even now, in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. So you can carry joy and thankfulness in your heart. You can have your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can carry that kind of heart. You can have that which King David was longing for, which you have had as a child through grace. And this psalm still continues. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. We have been here for many days in the services of the children of God. The walls of Jerusalem have been strengthened. We have been encouraged to believe. This is what we have experienced. And surely, until the end, the Heavenly Father has been bringing in these services to a penitent person. He has been bringing the grace of God. He has been bringing tidings of peace to a soul that does not know peace. He is bringing hope to people. This is what we have experienced, and this is our prayer of faith. And so we remain believing together, making journey. In Jesus' name, amen.